And we have our own house band here. Tell us a little bit about Milad, and then I'll ask him to let us know what he's doing.
Yeah, Milad Abide has been sitting next to Vern and I for the last hour, and people are probably thinking, is that guy going to play? I was just going to throw in that when I would listen to the broadcast the last couple of years, because how long have you been, how long were you sitting in with Vern and Carlos?
Couple years. The fourth one, maybe?
Okay. Yeah. And I was always thinking, man, who's that guitar player back there? And so that guitar player back there, Milad, versatile guitarist who's been performing since the age of 17 with various groups. He looks like he's about 20. No. Works as an adjutant or an adjunct at several local schools and university as a member of the group Undocus, as well as a songwriter and arranger for many independent artists, and he is a super fabulous guitar player, too. Right, Vern?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a tune that that I wrote this time. So it's I wrote this a long time ago, actually, but I'm not sure I've actually ever played it in public. So this could be its debut. I don't remember. But it's actually a tune... It's kind of a tune about just about saying goodbye, really. And it's called These Lasting Moments.
Thank you. Milad Abide, our house guitarist. Thank you. We appreciate that a lot. We're here at the Fall Folk Festival. We have a couple more performers to go, and then we'll... Oh, Yeah, Milad won't be performing anywhere else because this is his gig with us, but I know he teaches at Gonzaga and a few other places and things like that. But I think we're almost ready for our next performer, Steve.
Okay, and she's getting set up over there, and that would be Tracy Spring. And Tracy has won multiple regional awards for her vocals, versatile guitar playing, as well as her own songwriting. And says here that she displays a style all her own while combining blues, swing, old R&B, jazz, and folk. She is a seasoned performer in folk venues and festivals throughout North America and Australia. And she's going to be playing the info I have tomorrow in the underground stage, and hopefully this is correct, at 1 o'clock tomorrow. So, Tracy, are you about ready, or are you still doing the tune-in? Okay. Time to tune up, everybody. Okay, take it away, Tracy.
Thank you. It's so good to be here. Thank you. I'm going to start with a song called Long Time Gone. Somewhat of a true story. Grace was born loving hands. Her mama and papa worked the land. Times were hard, they were strong. Love gave them strength to carry on. Grace wakened with a whisper in the fading dawn. We are here for a short while and a long time. The world's work for her own. Turned away, no soul in need, and always found another mouth to feed. Grace could never take her rest, though the road was long. She was here for a short while and a long time. Thank you so much.
Both of these instruments were hand-built by Rob Goldberg up in Haines, Alaska. This is not just a tiny guitar. This is a tenor mandola, specifically made for me, so I can hold on to it better than those rounded things. And I'm going to play a song that I just finished a choral work of, but it started out like this. It's called Your Heart is a Muscle, the Size of a Fist, with lyric built from words of Martin Luther King. And if you've got a choir or you're a choir director, you should come and see me because it's a pretty cool piece. Here we go. Your heart is a muscle the size of a fist. Beat strong, persist where there's injustice. Resist, your heart is a muscle the size of a fist. Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light. Shine your light, your heart is a muscle the size of a fist. Beat strong, persist where there's injustice. Resist, your heart is a muscle the size of a fist. Hatred cannot drive out hatred, only love. The size of a fist. Beat strong, persist where there's injustice. Resist, your heart is a muscle the size of a fist. No one's free till all are free. Us and them, you and me. Muscle the size of a fist. Beat strong, persist where there's injustice. Resist, your heart is a muscle the size of a fist. Here's a part you might want to sing along. Be strong, right the wrong. Hold on, hold on. That's all there is to it. Be strong, right the wrong. Size of a fist. Beat strong, persist where there's injustice. Resist, your heart is a muscle the size of a fist. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. The last time I played in Spokane that I remember was 2012. I was here with my partner, the late, great T.R. Ritchie. And I'd like to play one of his songs for you. They're my songs now. And they deserve to continue to be heard in the world. I think this is the first song I ever heard him do when we were young, way before we were together. And I thought, what an amazing song. It's called White Bark. This is a life
I have been given. These are the seasons of my time, and I am seeking out the light according to design. I've weathered storms I cannot count to make this world my own. In a place where small and twisted things can split the hardest stone.
The white bark grows way up, barely a tree line. Can be 2 feet tall and 100 years old, because it's so hard to make your way in conditions like that. And it's about the white bark pine, but it's also about his dear friend, the late great Danny Deerdorf, who had polio as a child. It was a great twisted thing.
In one like me, you might not see how I have managed to exist. A fragile, crooked rack of limbs in terrain as rough as this. But to those who take their chances here, experience has shown that sometimes small and twisted things can split the hardest stone.
She'll be performing at the underground stage. Would you come over and talk to me
here
while they set up the next folks? Like to spend just a minute with you, Tracy, and then we'll have to figure out your equipment. And so, Tracy, there's a lot of singer-songwriters. They have some nice songs. Then there's those people that have something to say. Talk about being in that second category of having something to say with your art.
Yeah, now more than ever, it's important to make every song count. And it doesn't necessarily mean that every song has to be about a cause, social justice or otherwise, but the emotional connection that allows human beings to feel more connected to themselves and the others. I think that's the calling of a musician, especially in this day and age where there's so much division and distress in the world.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Well, you talk, you know, I wish we had 20 minutes, but you've been doing this for a while. Talk about just kind of putting your life into this, into what you do.
Yeah, well, music has always been a part of my life. My mom said that I did ear training as a baby, matching whistles, and that's a good sign. And I was forced into piano lessons when I was 7 and 8, which did not work out well.
But you're glad you were.
But I'm glad. I mean, that's basically where I learned all my theory.
Sure.
And I discovered my next-door cousin's guitar at the age of 10, and that was it for me. And she, bless her heart, she was 4 years older, and I'm sure it was kind of pesty to have her cousin come over and want to sit in her room and dink around with uplifting songs like the Spring Hill Mine Disaster that Peter, Paul, and Mary were singing at the time. But we moved when I was 11, and my mom figured since I'd been spending so much time next door with a guitar that I was serious about it, and she bought my own guitar for my 11th birthday.
And then songwriting came along when?
Oh, gosh. Early on, my first song was a Vietnam War protest song. Times have come and passed and will pass, and who was to know what we'll be at last? I was 11. And just asking people to be nice to each other, essentially. I had no idea really what was going on at 11 years old in Vietnam, but I guess I could sense that there was a lot of disharmony, and I wanted to do something about that in my own little tiny 11-year-old way.
And you clearly have spent a lifetime doing that. Thank you an awful lot, Tracy Spring.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Underground Stage for Tracy Spring. And yes, this we'll admit this is the KPBX two-hour broadcast, and we've front-loaded a little bit with our own, not only in the dedication at the beginning to Michael Pettori, but then having Caradwyn Spatz, who has her 2 o'clock show every Sunday of the Nacho Celtic Hour. And then one of the real originals that we've had for a while is Kevin Brown. Let's talk about him for a minute before we give him the floor.
You bet. And a lot of people may be familiar with Kevin because he does our own Front Porch Bluegrass show that he's been doing since 2002. And he's such an amazing guy. And he's going to go, oh, don't say all this, but we know each other, obviously. But I was just going to point out that Kevin would be the last person on earth to play his own music on his own show, right? Because, I mean, come on, self-promotion. But one time I heard some Kevin on the radio. Maybe it was Carlos played it, and I thought, dang, I recognize that voice. Is that Kevin Brown? Oh, my God. And it was stunning stuff, buddy. Off your first record that you did with the pedal steel guitar guy, and I thought, oh, my God, that's Kevin. I can't believe that. Anyway, Kevin had played for quite a while in the band the Big Red Barn, which we know some of those folks. And then he also, you bet, with Ken Glassner back there. And then also served for many years as the music director for Blue Waters Bluegrass Festival, which, of course, lots of fans of that, too. So in that time frame, he's worked with some of the best folk musicians around. And you might want to clarify this. So you have a brand new album out, too, but is it all solo? Or you have some people sitting in?
No, it's a little more stripped down. It's actually a little more bluegrassy than anything I've ever done.
Than the previous one where you had all the other players. Okay, let's hear Kevin Brown.
Thanks. I was thinking during that interview, my first song was about my dachshund named Hans. I'm not going to sing that one for you now.
Clonakilty Bay, trying to straighten out my wonder. The cows were in the heather, and the crows were in the hay, and the road wound on forever. Past the stone walls of Ireland, stitched into the land, patterns woven in the wool, where the world was made by hand. This world was made by hand. The planes and trains and restaurants, where we live alone, and home is where we travel the world over. I've seen all the happy couples cradling their phones, 1,000 miles between them in their hands, while the stone walls of Ireland lay stitched into the land, like patterns woven in the wool from when the world was made by hand. This world was made by hand. Is there any place but here? By the stone walls of Ireland, stitched into the land, like patterns woven in the wool from when the world was made by hand. This world was made by hand. So this new album of mine is called Heroes and Sparrows, and this is a song, actually all three of these songs I'm going to do are songs from this album, but there's two people in this song. One of them is real, and one of them is imaginary. My niece Naomi makes paper flowers, and she sells them under the name Posy Ray, and I had her do the cover for this album, but I said, instead of a flower, can you make me a paper bird? And she made this paper sparrow that is just phenomenal. I mean, it's so lifelike looking. And it was just a lot of fun to work with her on this project. And you can see it out at the merch table. In fact, I've got a vinyl copy, so there's a big 12-inch version of this paper bird out there. But I was playing around with some chords and that just kind of dinking around with this phrase, I'll bring you paper flowers made by Posy Ray. And all of a sudden, this other person arrived in the song, and I have no idea who this person is. Sometimes imaginary friends are just like that, I guess. They show up, and I think this person's older. I think there's maybe some dementia going on or something, but just a sweet experience to kind of meet this person inside this song. So this is called Paper Flowers. There's a vase of paper flowers sitting on the windowsill. They ease my poor troubled mind like pretty things will. The nurse's name is Nancy. She tells me I'm a dear. She brings me tea at 3 o'clock, but she won't say why I'm here. And I'll be gone by morning out the window. Through the rain, before they ever miss me, I'll be on that northbound train. I'll paint the night in orange and white and cradle it away, just like these paper flowers made by Posy Ray. Thank you. ghosts of my old lovers are hiding in the woods. You can hear them late at night when they're up to no good. They press against my window just like petals in the breeze. Look into their hollow eyes and you can see the trees. And I'll be home by morning, I promise I'll be true. I'll walk 1,000 miles with your picture in my shoe. I'll gather all the stardust from the shores of Ponderay and bring you paper flowers made by Posey.
All right, I'd like to bring out a couple of friends, familiar faces from your last hour, to do this last song with me. On this album, I recorded it with a couple of bluegrass musicians from Colorado and kind of the Jackson Hole area, and there was a string section between two of those folks, two fiddles and a bass, that went into this next song, and it was one of the just more gratifying parts of this recording process. So I wanted to do this song and asked Greg and Caredwin, and they came up with their own cool string section when we played this together for the first time the other night. So it's been really fun to work up this song again with them. And incidentally, I'm going to do a set tomorrow at 11:30, and Greg and Caredwin are going to play that set with me. So if you're coming back tomorrow, you can hear some more songs from this album. This one's called Back When We Were Heroes. Back when we were heroes, back when we were true, bold as lightning. Capes across our shoulders, dragons in our dreams. Well, these are hard times for heroes, it seems. I never told you that I could fly. The first time took me by surprise. Sometimes my rest and rise high above these rolling hills, golden fields of yesterday.
heaven watches on. Sparrows, you and I were small, perched out by the schoolyard wall. A shadow was approaching, a story came undone. Was the eye that saw the sparrow watching the gun? Oh, how could we ever know the wire that trips inside my mind? Cries echoed all around, and I fell to the ground, and so I must go off. Know why, read about it in the morning news. What talk about it for a day or two, numb and confused, wondering what can we ever do.
Greg and Caradwyn Spatz.
Kevin Brown, Caradwyn Spatz. They'll be back tomorrow, 11:30, at the Bistro stage, and that is our broadcast from the Fall Folk Festival. Thank you, everyone, for coming. You really stuck with it. What a great audience. Go enjoy the rest of the Folk Festival.